The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3581. We've been checking in from time to time about news about whether season 4 of The Mandalorian could actually still happen, and there's yet another thing that's come out that seems to be auguring in favor of there being no Mando season 4 and them just rolling straight into The Mandalorian and Grogu. So yeah, let's talk about it. Punch it. Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. And thank you especially to the patrons who help make this possible every single day with their support at patreon.com/SW7X7. And that now includes Michael C., who just became a patron over the weekend. Mikey, I guess I should say, because that's how I know you from YouTube. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you for the comments that you've been giving over the years and taking the step up. I really appreciate it. All right, so let's talk about The Mandalorian and Grogu and the latest thing that makes it seem like maybe not for a Mando season 4. But you know what? There's another way around to thinking about this. So here is the deal. There is a production diary thing that gets published in every issue of Star Wars Insider magazine. It's just this little sidebar thing that's usually right near the front of every issue. And for the issue that just came out, issue 225, it says, "Now streaming The Bad Batch, coming soon, The Acolyte and Skeleton Crew, and in development, Ahsoka Season 2, and The Mandalorian and Grogu movie." So what's relevant about that is that I went through like the last couple of dozen issues looking at the production diary things, and there's never been an entry for Mando season 4, so there was never a time where they were saying it was in development or in production. They did have that for Mando season 3, and they did have it for the Book of Boba Fett. They had it for the Obi-Wan Kenobi series, that appeared in there at one point. Andor season 1 appeared in there, but strangely enough, there was never any indication in the production diary about Andor season 2, which we know has happened, so yeah, that's kind of unusual. And at one point, Skeleton Crew was listed in the coming soon category at the same time that The Acolyte was listed in the in production category, and obviously we know that they have swapped places since then. But for now, they're both in the coming soon category, according to issue 225 of Star Wars Insider, and we obviously have a date, June 4th, for The Acolyte. We don't have a date for Skeleton Crew yet. So despite the fact that we know that the scripts were written and completed for season 4 of The Mandalorian, it never entered into production in that production diary sidebar in Star Wars Insider. So yeah, that doesn't necessarily augur well for season 4. But there's something that, as I was researching this, finally occurred to me that I don't think I've seen discussed anywhere else. For everyone who's saying that The Mandalorian and Grogu movie is replacing season 4 of The Mandalorian, those folks are saying that whatever scripts were written for season 4 are being converted into the script for The Mandalorian and Grogu. However, that doesn't necessarily have to be the case. It could entirely be the case that Jon Favreau and Dave Filoni and company came up with an entirely new script for The Mandalorian and Grogu movie, that they still have all the scripts for season 4, and that season 4 will eventually happen after they get The Mandalorian and Grogu movie on screen. For something like 3.5 months now, most people have been talking about this in terms of it being a zero-sum game. We're either getting The Mando and Grogu movie, or we're getting Mando season 4, but we're not getting both. And the fact of the matter is, we could certainly get both. All they're really doing is adding a movie and changing up the order, basically, it seems like to me. But I'd love to know what you think about that. Do you think it has to be one or the other, or do you think both could actually happen? If you're catching this on YouTube, comments are right there. and on Spotify, Q&A is right there. And everywhere else, just head over to the blog post for the show's episode at sw7x7.com and let me know what you think. And that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. If you enjoy the show, please consider leaving a rating or review on your favorite app if you haven't done it. Please hit the like or subscribe or join or follow button, whatever the app gives you. And please tell a friend, tell two, tell four, eight, 16, etc. How many times do I have to square this? Tell everyone you know that this daily dose of Star Wars joy exists for them. And if you really want to take another step, you can help support the solo creator, the independent creator, me, who has been making this podcast by his lonesome for 10 years almost. And you can do that over at patreon.com/SW7X7. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for this episode of the podcast, as always. And may the Force be with you, wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.